This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado water officials have released the blueprint of a new statewide framework for addressing future water uses, needs, and shortfalls. The plan was last updated in 2015, and a lot has changed since then. Drought has worsened, the population has grown, and climate change is reducing water sources in many areas. The Water Conservation Board will take public input on the blueprint for 90 days and release a final plan next year. Meanwhile, in other climate-related news, two diesel trucking companies conspired with a Colorado-based mechanic to manipulate onboard computers that monitor emissions. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Federal prosecutors say two companies based in the Midwest paid a Colorado diesel shop to disable their vehicle's onboard diagnostic systems so they could get by with emitting way more toxic pollutants than is allowed under federal law. The two companies pleaded guilty in federal court and were sentenced to 3 years of probation and fines that will help pay for community service projects that address environmental harms. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
And if you plan to travel this weekend, good luck. The Denver International Airport anticipates 1.2 million people will pass through its terminals for the holiday weekend. So be sure to plan ahead and expect delays. Safe travels, Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for hanging out with us on this Friday afternoon. It's July 1st. Coming up, it's more Science Friday.